following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you needed to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session, and with GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
It's been a while. Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio. It's been a
while. Daddy is back in studio. And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy Show. Y'all ready for this?
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back from Arlington, Texas, and the Big 12 Championship game. And we all know how things went on Saturday. That's why most of the program today will be devoted to your phone calls, to your emails, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Dirk Chatelain of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us in our next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But just when you felt ill from Saturday night's game, the big kick in the gut comes yesterday as the Big 12 gets one more shot in, some fans believe. Nebraska to the Holiday Bowl to play Washington. The NCAA needs to step in. It makes me sick. Why are we playing? There should never, ever be a rematch in a bowl game unless it's for the national championship. It is just a travesty. Whatever you want to talk about, the bowl game, the championship game, other football, we do not want to overlook. Congratulations, Hastings College, national champions in men's soccer, national runner-up in women's soccer. The men, hey, great finish. Didn't see this coming from the women. Great job by both teams. We'll talk more about that. Great weekend, pretty much. Husker basketball, UNK basketball, Hastings fell to Northwestern. The Storm get a couple of wins. A lot of things going on out there. High school sports season is underway. We've already seen some upsets in basketball, wrestling going as well. So it's all right there for you. But Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis in studio, we want to hear from you. 888-455-3776. And again, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Insight Bowl yesterday all the way up until about 6 o'clock when rumors started swirling. And rumors were confirmed then about 20 minutes later. You're right. What a terrible, terrible taste this has in Nebraska fans. I think that if the game wasn't bad enough and the Huskers played in the turnovers and whatever, you can say nothing about the officiating. It just the sickness of the game carried over till Sunday, and then you thought, well, we're going to Phoenix, the Insight Bowl, and we're gonna face a future opponent in either Iowa or Michigan. Hey, okay, we'll take that. Then all of a sudden, not that San Diego's a downer, because going to San Diego, great. It used to be the third best bowl in the Big 12. Now it's the fifth best bowl in the Big 12. They've changed orders.
Well, actually, it's probably the second, because no one really wanted to go to the Cotton Bowl. now that it's moved up. I think the Holiday Bowl used to be the second best. But
okay. Great. It doesn't. I mean, but then when they announced who you're playing and everybody thought it was going to be Missouri and Washington. What do you think Jake Locker's reaction was?
Nobody wants to play this game. Nobody.
No.
Nobody. I mean, so many expletives that I want to say on the air has taken away from this Big 12 championship game. Again, Nebraska, if they could have held on, if they could have won that football game, we wouldn't have had to worry about it. They would have secured a New Year's Day bowl game in the Fiesta Bowl against Connecticut, which at the time didn't even seem – but that's better than the insight. This is – when they put out the bowl games, one through however many it is, 34, and they rank them of interest, this is going to be in the 30s. And then add this. That was a 7 o'clock game. Central, 5 o'clock. There is a two-hour time difference between the Central time zone and the Pacific time zone. You know, so some of the folks that were almost late for the game last year might want to remember that so that they get to the game on time this year. But there is a two-hour time differential. The game kicks off on a Thursday night at 9 o'clock, which means 9:15. Really?
Oh.
I mean, this their feedlots smell better than this thing does.
How does Bo Pelini, who's got to spin it to his team as a positive, how does he do it?
I think they're all sick. Take a full week to get in, do your shakedowns, do your weightlifting, do your stretching. Don't look at a football. Don't even look at a football this week. Bo Pelini after the game on Saturday, on Saturday night.
Well, we just did too many things out there to overcome and beat a good football team. You know, we put the football on the ground too many times. We lost a turnover battle, and, you know, it took some sacks and some big situations. We left some points out on the board. We just didn't make enough plays. We didn't do what was necessary to win the game.
Everybody has different comments. Let's get into the emails. Bill from Kearney. Tony made his national broadcast debut this past Saturday. He was shown for about 2 seconds as he congratulated Crick after a big sack in the second half. Yeah, that ought to get him yanked from you. For the first time in his 3 years, I doubted Bo and the position he put his team in against Oklahoma. All year, we've heard him say he'll do whatever he needs to so the team will have a chance to win. Bo failed to do this Saturday night. And as your friend from Riverdale has said, Watson and Gilmore need to go. The offensive players at Nebraska don't make much progress from the day they set foot on campus. The defensive players do. It also appears Barney Cotton needs to be on a short leash as well. Bill in Kearney. Let's go to Dave in Kearney. And I got, to all the people that buzzed up with a cell phone over the weekend and have sent emails, thanks. I thought I was just doing my job asking questions. So Dave says, hey, Doug, it was good to hear you ask a couple of questions of Pelini in the postgame interview, but here is the question that needed to be answered. When everyone who was watching the game in person or on television could see that Martinez was shell-shocked, overmatched, and had lost his composure, why is it the coaches on the sidelines and in the booth could not recognize it? What would have been wrong with trying another quarterback for a series or two who had just performed on a national stage a week earlier? Granted, playing against Colorado is in Oklahoma, but the coaches had said earlier they had confidence in Cody Green. Anyway, I'd like to hear you and Tony toss that around on your show. Appreciate the show and the broadcast. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Okay, your thoughts.
Well, immediately my thoughts on the sideline and standing by the couple guys that I was standing by, none of us understood why Green or Zach Lee was not inserted into the game, especially in the third quarter. When it just looked obvious that Taylor Martinez could not outrun anybody. There were two times in the first half which he tried to get to the outside, and against Missouri, against Kansas State, they would have been 30, 40. He might have went all the way. He couldn't even get the corner on defensive ends that had a slight angle on him. It was obvious then to me. Actually, it was obvious to me before the game. I stood right behind the locker room where the players came out, and when they were waiting on the tunnel, I was right behind them. Taylor Martinez came out, I would say, about a third of the way back. It was noticeable to me that he was limping right then. After the warm-ups, they went in the locker room. When he comes out, noticeable. He's not close to 100%. And I looked at the guy and said, he's not going to play. He's obviously hurting. He says, they're not going to start him, are they? He goes, it sounds like they are. Went out and played the whole game. Now, I don't know.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. Sean Watson, after the ball game, about benching or thinking about taking Taylor Martinez out of the game.
You know, we talked about it. We thought there was a time just for a series to let him, you know, sit back and take a breath and look at it. But, you know, he's better when he just fights his way through it. So that's why we stayed with him.
What about the decision to play him in the first place? Again, Sean Watson.
You know, we actually got him through a week of practice. And to stay with him, we just felt like it was the right thing to do at the time. You know, he's a young quarterback, and we wanted to make sure that we showed our confidence in him. He struggled at times and did some good things at times. So tough decision to make, but, you know, we felt it was the best thing to do for him and for us, and he can make a play.
I don't know how you have that much confidence in the kid when, since recovering from the injury, he's still never been close to what he was at any time this year. Since he got hurt, he's never been, I'm not even sure he was 70%.
Well, the one thing that I have to say at this point is it does amaze me, again, Husker fan and Husker Nation, who are so hot and cold anymore, that this guy was God and now he's not. And you want him pulled and you don't even want him to start. And Cody Green's awful. And all of a sudden, Cody Green's great. Well, Cody Green never at this point, statistically, this season, did anything great. He managed games, and people hate to hear that. And now, all of a sudden, after the fact, you wanted Cody Green in there to manage the game. It is apparent Zach Lee is not healthy enough to play, because maybe you put him in there. Also, Oklahoma played one of their better football games after the first. I mean, their second half was outstanding. They weren't dumb. They realized they pinned their ears back into fourth quarter and just came with everything they had. So not only did Martinez not have the ability to throw the ball as well as he'd hoped, he didn't have the time to throw the ball because they knew he wasn't going to run the football. And that's the one thing that I think Sean Watson and the offensive coaches will have to take on their chest. I mean, when you see that the whole defensive game plan has changed because you can't execute, then you have to adjust. And they didn't. I, for once this year, am not on the Sean Watson offensive play calling was horrible, because it wasn't just Taylor Martinez making mistakes. And maybe Taylor couldn't do what he needed to do because of his injury situation. That's not his fault. He's in there, I think, trying to do the best that he can.
John from Kearney on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Let's go to the phone lines. John, what's up?
I'm glad you guys don't have prop lag coming back from Dallas. That's a good thing. You guys are all over this. The other thing I have to say is I don't know how much pull you have with the NCAA. I know Daddy has tons of pull with everybody. You got to get these 6-6 teams that are playing on New Year's Day. I can't believe a lot of these. If you look at some of the matchups of Florida, Penn State on New Year's Day, you're right. I mean, the bowl matchups are atrocious. They're just absolutely terrible. Who's going to sit around that day and watch college football with 6-6, 7-5 teams playing on New Year's Day? So, and I know a lot of it has to do with conference tie-ins, certain bowl games and that, but that's just that. Sean Watson evidently was looking to go to Vanderbilt to be a head coach. I hope he goes. And they said that Scott Frost might be on the short leash as the offensive coordinator. So, coming back to Nebraska. So we'll see. But I don't know. Something's got to give with the offense. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Phone lines are open, 888-455-ESPN. Dirk Chatlin is going to join us in a minute. First, Scott Frost, don't think he'd be a good fit. I think Bo doesn't want to be told what to do, okay? And that, to me, looks like Bo would be told what to do. And right now, if you're Scott Frost, why would you leave the number one team in the country? Or two, depending on how you look at it.
You've already passed over Scott Frost once. When Bo Pelini initially came here, I think he wanted to be part of the staff.
Well,
some
people are saying Tom Osborne wanted Watson, wanted a couple of the assistant coaches to be, you know, Ron Brown, Barney Cotton, kind of helped put that together. Bo still really hasn't hired a ton of the coaches on this staff.
I guess if you're going to start looking at coaches, and Doug, I, you know, we went back and forth after the game a little bit when we finally met up. It was... We got 15 receivers on this. The next person when one goes down is a guy that hasn't played football in 8 years. I'm not criticizing Joe Brockmeyer because I think he did a, you know, he's a fine athlete that did an admirable job out there. But he's the next guy in line. We get all these, we get 14, 15 receivers.
Again.
Ted Gilmore, hit the road. We can't get anybody open down the field. I watch Arkansas LSU. As good as their defenses are, right before half, there's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps. Everybody across the nation has somebody to get open by two steps, except for Nebraska.
Again, one of the problems is getting kids, talented wide receivers to come to Nebraska. That's we all know that. Let's stay with the phone lines. Bruce Furniture Fan Line.
TB from Kearney.
TB, what's going on?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to talk to everybody that's done with that Martinez margaritas. if they're done drinking the Kool-Aid. I told you before the Texas game what was going to happen, and it's came to true, and against good teams, we can't run the ball. Everybody wants to talk about Washington. They're terrible. We beat them. Kansas State, they're terrible. We run it up on them. You know, against average teams, he's all right. Until we get the dual-threat quarterback back that they're afraid of, and like Tony says, we get some wide receivers that can actually beat somebody where they're not just sitting back and going, hey, Joe Brockmeyer, he's going to run by us? I don't think so.
That's true, TB.
And you know, and you go back to Lee, I go on record say if Lee was healthy, we'd be 11-2, 12-1 because he would manage the game and he wouldn't have got sacked 8 times in that game.
That's a great point. If Cody would have played every game, it'd probably be the national championship right now. Great point. Thanks for the phone call. We'll let you go.
Oh, wow. Wow. Are you cutting off TV?
Tony is still mad because Cody can't beat his third string if Zach was healthy. Tony just can't give that up.
TV, are you going to the Holiday Bowl?
Hey, yeah, because I'm going to go to San Diego.
Hey, now remember, kickoff is 9 o'clock Central. That'd be 7 o'clock out there.
I didn't miss the kickoff.
See you, TV. Thanks for the call, man. I think those comments stand by themselves. There's no doubt TB's been on the program a few times during the season, and we know his stance, and the callers know his stance. Problem is, we don't know with Zach because he wasn't healthy. And when he was healthy, he was getting – I mean, Taylor was outstanding. Whatever it was, whoever we were playing, rose-colored glasses, so be it. I do want to say this before we go into break because Dirk Chatelain is going to be joining us. What a great representation by Nebraska at that football game. What great atmosphere. I'm going to miss it. When we got on the shuttle to get out of there at midnight or 12:30 by the time it showed up, you know, maybe I'll go to a Cowboys game hopefully in the future. But it was kind of sad because I think there was nothing wrong with it being there all the time. Nebraska fans loved it. Ton of fans. Packed place. It was just Oklahoma classy. Every time something come up on the big screen that had any reference to Texas, everybody booed. It was great. Outside of the outcome, the whole thing was great. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's never been easier to share well wishes of the holidays with your loved ones. Visit CarneyCopycat.com and choose from a large selection of Christmas cards, letterheads, and more. Your season's greetings will be flawless this year with the help of Copycat Printing.
Christmas cards custom made with picture and envelope start at only 35 cents. Custom designed ornaments with a picture make a great gift and keepsake.
Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, Kearney.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Doug Gooden with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Doug Mitchell of Marcotte Insurance, located in the Eagles Nest Plaza, Kearney. The Tri-City Storm has three home games this week, starting Tuesday night against Des Moines, Friday Dubuque, and Saturday Fargo. Tuesday and Friday's games are at 7:05. It's a Saturday afternoon contest at 3:05. The Nebraska football team plays Washington in the Holiday Bowl December 30th, and the game in San Diego will kick off at 9 o'clock. The Nebraska volleyball team plays Washington in the NCAA Sweet 16 on Friday. A win puts them against either Cal or Minnesota Saturday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Alcorn State Wednesday night and TCU Saturday afternoon. The Husker women will be at Creighton Wednesday and host Northern Colorado Saturday. The UNK men and women are at Metro on Friday, Regis Saturday. Hastings College men and women will be at Concordia Wednesday and host Briar Cliff Saturday. Husker wrestlers will host Minnesota Thursday, Oregon State Saturday, and UNK will host their Loper Open Saturday. That's a Sports Minute.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs in the upper 30s. Winds will also stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see mainly clear conditions tonight with a low near 12 with variable winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
That's kind of a dose of what Husker fan got yesterday. Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where our guests are taken care of by the fine folks at BK with two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, or right now, the original chicken sandwich or the new chicken club with bacon and tomato. Buy one, get one free. Try it today at Burger King. Dirk Chatlin going to join us in just a second from the Omaha World Herald. Daddy, a few emails. Some of these are directed at you. I don't know. We mentioned that the hotel, the Arlington Hilton that we stayed at, and again, friendly people everywhere we were. I mean, some Texas people get a bad rap. Everywhere we were, friendly people. We mentioned on Saturday's special Doug and Daddy show that on Friday night, the hotel bar, which was a kind of a big, it's kind of a lounge that isn't just a hotel. It's one of those things where people come in that aren't staying there, bands, good time.
I would say it would be, if you're in Kearney, Maxwell's, Images in Grand Island, a hotel bar like that. They have, yeah, something
bar,
like that.
Big bar. There was not one alcoholic can, there was not one beer left in the bar after Friday night. Totally drank out of every
No thing. Corona, no getting, nothing.
No Falstaff.
No.
Lance says, on my way to Lincoln for work listening to you guys, did Daddy drink all the beer in your media hotel?
No. We weren't even there that long.
Thanks, Lance. Yeah, well, we left early. Tom in Hastings says, hey, Daddy, when I heard we're going to play Washington again in the Holiday Bowl, it smelled like when you first opened a container of catfish Charlie stink bait. And I know you know what that smells like. Tom in Hastings.
Thanks, Tom.
This comes from Trent in West Omaha. Hey, Watson. Yeah, let's let T-Mart fight through it in the Big 12 championship game. Biggest game of the year, and you go away from running between the tackles at Wildcat and start calling passing plays? Genius calls, Watson. Trent in West Omaha. Dirk Chatlin is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Omaha World Herald. He is on the Husker beat all the time. Dirk, good morning. Thanks for giving us some time.
You guys got anything to talk about today?
Oh, good Lord. I know the Omaha boys are busy. We're busy. And I think everybody's still in shock. The emails are rolling in. Sometimes folks get tired of talking about the same old thing, I guess. Yet this football team, I thought record-wise, maybe one game off, and maybe this game was the game off that I think everybody thought this was a 10-2 football team, and this is kind of what we've seen. But yet, the questions you were asking, and you were there asking the questions after the ball game on Saturday about whether Taylor Martinez was the right choice at quarterback. Hindsight's always 20/20. It looks like it wasn't the right choice. But yet, I mentioned at the top of the show, Dirk, that Husker fans are so hot and cold. I mean, if you talked about taking Taylor Martinez out of the lineup middle of the season, you would have got bombed out of the state. And now fans think that he should have been out. What's the real correct answer here?
Well, I'll give him a, I'll give coaches a pass on starting him. You know, if they looked at practice and thought that he was the right guy, okay, I can understand that. I don't see practice. You know, maybe he was doing okay. But you know, they made a big mistake not taking him out of the game in the third quarter when it was, you know, I think apparent to everybody watching that every time he dropped back to pass, you know, there was about a coin flip chance of a turnover. And that was a mistake. I mean, at that point in the game, you know you're not going to need a whole lot of points. You know, they either should have went Cody Green or they should have went, you know, focused almost entirely on the Wildcat. And just, you know, Rex was on fire the other night. I mean, he was making guys miss. He's usually good. The other night, he was really good. And, you know, the decision in the fourth quarter on a couple different drives, on a couple different key third down plays to put Martinez in the shotgun and let him drop back and try to, you know, diagnose a defense and execute a throw, and he ends up taking sacks. Those are really, really inexcusable mistakes, not only by Taylor but also by Sean Watson and Bo Pelini as the superior of both guys.
Dirk, why, and I don't know if anybody knows the answer to this question, but it's almost like, and I heard this after the game, was the Wildcat simply working too good? Why would they get away from it when they had success? That was the only thing that looked good the whole second half.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, Rex was on fire. And, you know, Watson has a tendency, and he's had a tendency since he started calling plays, to mix it up for the sake of mixing it up. And when something's working, it's almost like he gets a little bit insecure and he says, okay, we need to, you know, move on to the next thing. So it was bizarre. It really was. I mean, the fumble, the Caputo snap that led to a fumble, you know, in my opinion, was not Burkhead's fault. And, you know, any replay would show that.
Right.
So why... You know, why take the ball out of Rex's hands on those critical fourth quarter possessions? I don't get it. It's not like the passing game was giving him anything. It doesn't make any sense to me other than, you know, Watson was trying to stay one step ahead of the opponent, but you've got to make the opponent stop what you're doing before you move on to the next thing. And that was a huge, huge error.
Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dirk, when you think it came right down to it, if Sean said, hey, Bo, do you think we should get him out of there? Bo has said pretty much all along that it's Sean's call. Do you think it was still Sean's call Saturday night?
Well, if it is, then something's wrong with Bo, because you're the head coach. You have that job for a reason. If you don't put that in the hands of your offensive coordinator, you've got to be part of that call or make the call yourself. So, you know, while Bo may have said that publicly, that's, you know, I don't think he's telling the whole truth on that, because on big decisions like that, he clearly has input. So I think it's on both of them. I really do. I think they both failed.
Dirk had a fan after the game say to me, Tony, this is the sixth should-have game in the last 2 years. The sixth should-have game, and when you think about it, we haven't came out on top of those coin flip games. You know, you can say Iowa State this year. You know what? We're the better football team than Iowa State, talent on talent. When it comes down to close talent, we've lost every damn one of these games. I'm not sure Bo Pelini's had a signature win to date.
No, it's getting really, really old, isn't it? I mean, it's the same reason over and over and over. I mean, Saturday night was like, that is a nightmare scenario, because not only do you jump ahead 17-0, but you've got a pretty good argument by the end of the night that you're the better team. And, you know, your defense is playing well, not great, but well. And, you know, holding Oklahoma to one of 16 on third down. I mean, every single time the defense has to make a play, they usually come up and make the play. So not every single time. There was a fourth down conversion in there. But for the most part, the defense kept making plays. And the offense was the absolute antithesis of that. I mean, they were every time they had to make a play, they didn't make it. And it's just the same thing, you know, every time in a big game. And I just, I can't believe, you know, I came on your show on this exact day a year ago to have this, a very similar conversation after the Big 12 championship game. And, you know, it feels like we're in the exact same spot, like this was some sort of lost season. And it just feels like the same reoccurring dream over and over again.
Dirk Chatlett of the Omaha World-Herald joins us. So many different directions to go. One of the new question on the Sun Heat Hot Topic on our webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com is, which is more disappointing, the loss last year, the loss this year, or the subsequent now Nebraska going to the Holiday Bowl? Those are your three choices. Get on there. As Dirk said, Oklahoma 1 of 16 on third down, yet they won the football game. But Oklahoma just looked like a team that got more cops since Nebraska couldn't put them away. And I'm not ready to hang all this on Watson and Martinez, because obviously, as Coach Pelini said, there were a lot of other, you know, turnovers that didn't involve him, mistakes. The secondary got beat a couple times that they hadn't this year. Just amazing how Oklahoma, after that interception in the end zone, got the momentum turned around. And Landry Jones seemed to be a much more confident quarterback in the second half, didn't you think?
Yeah, he was. I mean, they definitely figured some things out after the first few drives. I mean, they were trying to run the ball. They were trying to go, you know, really fast, and it wasn't working. They got stuffed on a couple fourth downs, and, you know, they tweaked a couple things probably. But, you know, I think the secondary, while they struggled at times, you know, you're playing one of the best passing offenses in the country, and you know, they gave up 23 points, so they didn't play great, but they played well enough. And in the second half, I thought they played, you know, really well when it mattered. That second half was pretty fascinating to watch, because you had a couple offenses that just couldn't make a play when they had to make a play, and it came down to who made the bigger mistakes. And Nebraska and Taylor Martinez made the bigger mistakes.
Dirk, you've actually poked and ridiculed this offense long before many of us got on board with your way of thinking. It's just become more and more apparent that we've got to cut all the fat from the Callahan era and go in a different direction. And I know when Callahan was there, the offense looked good, but this offense has held us back the last 2 years. Will there be a collection plate taken in Lincoln and Omaha by boosters to pay the Vanderbilt coaches and get him there?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of guys up for that Vanderbilt job, and some of them have, you know, pretty impressive names. So I don't think Sean probably gets that job. But, you know, whether he comes back next year, you know, is a really good question. I thought it was a really good question last year. And, you know, I'm not standing on buildings, you know, shouting for him to get fired, but for the second straight year, I think this is a really, you know, I think it's a really important decision. And I'm not sure Bo made the right decision last year, and, you know, I'm not totally sure Bo's going to make the right decision this year. But, you know, he put the hands, or he put his team in the hands of you know, Watson and Martinez, and it really hurt him on Saturday night in the biggest game of the year.
Just another minute left with Dirk Chatlett of the Omaha World-Herald, who's gracious again with his time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. I looked when Dan Beebe came in for his interview before the Big 12 championship game, and we'll hear his comments on the whole Nebraska issue in a little bit. But he did not have that razor blade in his cowboy boot like that guy in Roadhouse did. So so I don't know what he did overnight, but Dirk, just to really stick it to Nebraska one more time, I was absolutely, and I think everybody was flabbergasted when the announcement and the circulation started that it was going to be Nebraska-Washington in the Holiday Bowl. How can this be justified at all?
Well, it can't really. I mean, I don't care what the BCS rankings say. I mean, Nebraska beat Missouri. Nebraska won the division. Nebraska travels better. Nebraska has better TV ratings. I mean, clearly there's something that happened behind the scenes here too, you know, to manipulate the situation. And, you know, forget just the disappointment angle, because that's significant. The disappointment is, you know, is a hot topic. But from a competitive angle, you know, this is not a good situation for Nebraska. I mean, they're walking into a game that, you know, to have to replay a team that they beat by 35 points and played really, really well that day. And, you know, so now you've got to beat them again, which is tough enough. But then you've got to turn around next September and beat them again in Lincoln because Washington's coming to Lincoln. So this is not only did the Big 12 stick it to Nebraska from the standpoint of, you know, ha-ha, how are you going to get excited about this game? But I can't imagine Bo's very happy about this because he's got to beat Washington three times in, you know, in 365 days. And that's a chore for anybody.
Dirk, just to follow up on that, I don't know if you know the answer to this. Could Nebraska have declined the invitation to the Holiday Bowl? And I know Nebraska would have went to a much lesser bowl game, but it sounded like all those were filling up. Would that have even been a possibility?
You know, I don't know. I was talking about this with a guy last night. Whether, you know, if you really wanted to go kicking and screaming, could you get out of this thing, you know, before it became official, obviously? And I don't know. I mean, you don't really know what the contractual obligations to that are. So, you know, in hindsight, you know, Nebraska would have been better off saying, okay, let's go to the Texas Bowl and play Illinois and, you know, send Baylor to San Diego to play Washington. But I don't know if that's practical. And certainly at the last minute, I don't think it's practical. So I have a feeling they were obligated as a Big 12 school to go where, you know, to go where the Holiday Bowl wanted them, and the Holiday Bowl picked them, and so that means they're going to San Diego. But that's a good question. I certainly, in hindsight, wish that if Nebraska would have seen it coming, maybe they could have done something about it, but I kind of doubt it. I think they're kind of locked in as a Big 12 member school.
Dirk, the last question I have, and I raised in our first segment, is Nebraska the only team in the nation that cannot get a receiver open down the field?
Well, the Niles Paul situation hurt. I mean, losing him, but that's clearly not everything.
Okay, so we got one. I mean, Niles, he's the only one that we've got.
You're right.
I find that
you're
shocking. Right. Everybody else in the nation can get people open down the field. We cannot.
No, you're right. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of foot speed at the receiver position. And part of that is, you know, they haven't developed young receivers very well at all. You know, you really want to see some of those younger guys be able to make an impact in their first or second year, and it just has not happened. And it's, you know, it's primarily a running offense. Blocking is a big deal, but, you know, on passing downs, you know, you need to be able to put guys on the field who can separate and get open. And Nebraska wasn't able to do that, you know, especially Saturday night. But, you know, I think it's true most of the last couple of years, basically since, you know, Swift and Peterson left. And those guys were not, you know, they were not speedsters, but they were pretty Swift had good speed, and Todd was really good at, you know, knowing where to be. And, you know, Gans would get out of the pocket and scramble and find those guys. And Martinez is not nearly as adept at that. He's not nearly as comfortable with that. And, you know, the receiver position has not helped him very much at all progress as a quarterback.
Dirk, we appreciate you spending a little extra time with us on this tough Monday for Husker fans. And hopefully they can find a way to regroup, get that win, because you don't want to go 0-2 into next season. So, hey, keep up the great work at the World Herald. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Dirk Chatlin, Omaha World Herald, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, where... again, we get this V text in to Daddy. Oklahoma 09 toss up, Nebraska wins. Missouri 09 toss up, Nebraska wins. Clemson 08 toss up, Nebraska wins. Oh, how quickly Tony forgets!
But to no help from our offense on any of those. That's what I'm saying. If the offense helps out at all, how many more games do we win? If the offense helps out 14 points, how many more games do we win? V-text. Send back something now, moron.
Hot.
Email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Daddy needs to relax. And after being in a motel bed, even though it was nice for four nights, it's right back to Bruce Furniture. It's all about choices, from what kind of mattress you sleep on to the premium you can receive when you buy one at Bruce Furniture. Right now, Bruce Furniture is featuring the lowest prices of the year on Serta mattresses. You can still get an HD TV free or up to a $600 gift certificate. It's your choice. Oh, television and Serta. Make the choice that's just right for you. Free delivery, free setup, free disposal of your old mattress. And right now, you can sleep on Serta. Bruce Furniture featuring the lowest prices of the year on Serta mattresses. Service just right for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Derek from Kearney.
Derek, what's up?
Hey, guys. Doug Daddy, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. How you doing?
Well, you know, we're still a little nauseous, but that could be from the bad food.
I agree. The deal with the offense, and I don't know. I mean, it just seems like even at 60%, Taylor just didn't have his heart in it these last few games. I don't know if you guys noticed that or what.
Well, and again, there comes all that theory of whether he quit the team, whether he didn't quit the team, whether he's healthy, whether he's not healthy, whether he's smart, whether he's not smart, whether he talks to his teammates, whether he doesn't. Yeah, you're right on that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-455-ESPN. Those are questions that just cannot be answered right now. And will Taylor be on this team next year?
Yeah, yes, we see the look on the distant. I think it's, I call it the Jay Cutler look. People recognize when he just stares off into space, and I mean, it looks like he's disinterested in the whole deal.
More of your emails, more from Coach Pelini, Coach Watson, and Dan Beebe. Don't leave us. We'll be right back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, so you run for the coffee, grab a soda. But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs in the upper 30s. Winds will also stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see mainly clear conditions tonight with a low near 12 with variable winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 30. Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Jet Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot to get to. What's up, Tony?
I'll go back to that Jet Popper inbox where our friend Irish Ken has chimed in. Well, what shall we write about today? He says, I can write about the Pelini brothers robot football. Nah. I can discuss less than stellar performances of the Nebraska All-American cornerback in the last three games. Nah. I give Sean Watson hell for throwing an interception and fumbling four times. Nah, I want to write about two sports reporters. I want to give the Jerk of the Year award to a guy who asked Rex to evaluate Taylor Martinez's performance in the Big 12 championship game. That was the classic, my friends. I also want to compliment Doug Duda for asking one of the few intelligent questions in the post-game interview. Thanks, Irish Ken. Yes, that's put Rex Burkhead in a very, very poor position. I'm not sure what. Obviously, they're just trying to get a little bit more on Taylor's performance because.
Here's what Rex had to say, by the way.
I thought he led the huddle really well, and he got us in and out. And I mean, he's a tough kid, and you know, he was competing out there, and he got us ready to go. And I mean, we just didn't finish, but you know, I thought he played well.
Thanks, Ken. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Nick and Carney has been standing by. Nick, what's on your mind today? Good morning.
Hey guys, the thing with Taylor, you know, I mean, isn't the leader, the quarterback position, correct? But yeah, we never ever get to hear him comment after a game. He's off limits to reporters. I mean, at some point, this is his team. Doesn't he have to take some blame and answer some of those questions? That's the one thing that bothers me about him. I love his, you know, his ability. I guess he's young. You know, we can wait on 2 or 3 years. He might be something special, but man, I just wish he would, you know, grow up, I guess that's what I would say.
Well, and Sean Watson talked about, and thanks for the call, Nick. Sean Watson talked a lot about that, and he was specifically asked after the game, shouldn't he be able to come out and tell the media and be kind of held accountable? Here's what Watson said.
Well, you know, he's a young guy, and he's really stung right now, so he's probably not wanting to talk to anybody.
And again, numerous times during the Sean Watson talking to reporters, talking about the growing process. We talked about this, Tony, at the beginning of the year. If you're going to start a redshirt freshman quarterback, you have to expect redshirt freshman quarterback mistakes. That's what you're seeing. That's why it is so difficult to win a conference championship and then the next level, a national championship. Again, freshman quarterbacks that have won national championships, name them. List them off, listeners. List them off. Not only do you have to have a great defense, you have to have a great offense with leadership, special teams. Your quarterback's supposed to be your leader, but when you know you're going in as a freshman, the team knows that's not your leader. You've got to have a Roy Helu did not probably step up as a leader this year. I thought he would be. Rex Burkhead could, but he's still a youngster. He's still just a sophomore.
Doug, I don't know that this offense had a real leader other than Niles Paul. And when he's gone, say what you want, folks. When you talk to the players down there, that offense looks up to Niles Paul. Niles Paul's the man they go to. When Niles Paul's upset, a lot of other people are upset.
Adam and Holdridge, where to even begin with this? Martinez looked to be about 70%. You cannot convince me that Cody Green could do any worse than what Taylor did. This is a Watson fail. What was Keith Williams doing in the game? Guy was playing on one freaking leg out there. Couldn't have missed more blocks if he simply fell over forward out of his stance. And why the hell did we burn A-Rod's shirt if not to play him? Andrew Rodriguez. Barney, fail. Oh, and the guy can barely get out of his stance. I have a novel idea. Let's call plays that call for Keith to pull. Another Watson failure. I'm not an X and O's genius, but if the pressure is getting to you, don't you dump off to the running back, run a screen pass or two? Something. Anything to neutralize the pressure. How many times did DeMarco Murray bail out Landry Jones? I get so tired of watching opposing offensive coordinators outcoach the hell out of Sean Watson. If this isn't his type of offense, which it isn't, then why is he still there? Adam and Holdridge. P.S. In August, we decided to put an athlete at quarterback instead of a quarterback at quarterback. We made our bed, and Saturday night we had to lay in it. Let's go to the phone lines.
Brian from Kearney.
He's on the Bruce Furniture fan line. Brian, what's up?
Well, I think the best offensive play that Watts could have called was any time we're sending 45, 50 yards with Henry kicking. That's for sure points.
You know, and that's an interesting point, too, because I think a lot of people felt that it was automatic, and maybe it would have been, that Alex Henry, all of a sudden people think Alex Henry can kick 80-yard field goals. And the 53, thanks for the call, the 53-yarder that he made would have been good from 70, distance-wise. Again, if you're up there trying to kick a 65-yarder, you gotta be real careful that you don't overswing. Whatever. Coach Pelini was asked about giving him a chance at that 62-yard field goal right before the half.
Well, I watched him. We watched him kick in warmups, Doug. We watched him kick the first one. Yeah, it was good from that far. But you're certainly not going to trot him out there on second and third down once you got over the 50. You know, everybody wanted, well, as soon as you got over the 50, you should have kicked it.
Well, here's what Pelini had to say about the next-to-last drive, sack, then an offside, but Nebraska still punted it. It would have been a 62-yard attempt.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look back, I wish we would have. But, you know, we got the ball back. So if you kick it there and they have that kind of field position, the game's over. I thought we could stop them. We did. We got the football back and had an opportunity and didn't make the most of it.
We've got more emails to get to, but back to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Mason from Kearney.
Mason, thanks for the call. What's up?
Yeah, I just like to say it's nice to see that we actually compete this year and even last year. I mean, it was tough to see that the offense can't really do much, but, I mean, we're still in position to win almost every game.
You know what? You're exactly right. You go back to the last 2 years. We're in position that last year to win every game except for Texas Tech, and that's because our offense killed us in the first quarter, and we got behind too far, and it was just one of the weirdest games of the century, I think. Everybody will admit that. We're in position to win every other game the last 2 years, except for our offense can't produce any points.
Yeah, and I take my hat off to Bo because, I mean, he's done an excellent job, but it's just really disappointing to see that we can't move the ball, but I'd like to think that we're going to grow into something there, but I really think that we're going to grow as a team. It's just really disappointing that everyone's so upset because they want us to win the national championship every year, but I think it's just going to take a little bit more time.
Mason, thanks for the call. Sure, appreciate it. Thanks for listening. 888-455-ESPN. That takes us right into Randy's email here. He says, people really need to sit back and take a dose of reality. Nebraska is 10-3, not 3-10. I'm as disappointed as anyone in the outcome of the game and the offensive play calling, and am not a Watson supporter. But can we honestly sit here and bitch about where the program is at? Would you like to see Bronco Billy back at the helm? I can remember it was not long ago that we were having losing seasons, not being bowl eligible, and most importantly, not on the same level as the elite programs in the country. We're getting there, and only in year three. Randy, thank you so much. Aaron says, wah, wah. Quit your complaining about being screwed by the Big 12. The Big 12 is not a thing to do with what teams go where for bowl games. It's up to the bowl committees to pick the teams they want. Should common sense have prevailed and different teams matched up? Yep, no doubt. Sucks for my Washington team as well to have busted their butts just to get to a bowl game, only to have to play Nebraska again. But this was not a conspiracy or screwing by the Big 12. It was just up to the bowl games to pick, and that is who they picked. I don't know. The Insight Bowl was going to take Nebraska until yesterday. And most of that's right, Aaron. Yeah, all this conspiracy theory, you're right. But still, very strange. Very.
Yeah, nobody can name a reason. And Dirk Chatelain mentioned several of them. Why Missouri would go over Nebraska.
Let's hear from Dan Beebe. Now, this was before the Big 12 championship game on Saturday night.
Well, I'd say it's unfortunate. That's not anything that's ever been a part of what we do. And I also said publicly, and I think it was published, that it's a silly notion to think that there's some conspiracy going on with involving officiating, because if that's the case, it could be a lot. It could be very easily done where they'd lose a lot more games, anybody in any sport. So, you know, we are very committed to having a program with integrity. We have an individual who operates at Walt Anderson who is as well thought of as anybody in the officiating profession. He analyzes each and every game. We have professional former NFL officials or even current NFL officials who also analyze our games each and every play, every week. And we make mistakes in the officiating program. And those things just, we've made mistakes with all teams in all categories, but nothing in our program is intentional in terms of favoring any teams.
We'll hear what Dan Beebe had to say about the Texas A&M Ben Cotton incident and have more of your emails right after this.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Don't get stuck this winter. All tires are on sale at the 13-hour tire sale, Monday, December the 6th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all Graham Tire locations. Our last big sale of the year. All Goodyear, Cooper, Dunlop, Hankook, and Kelleg tires will be on sale. During the 13-hour sale only, purchase coupons for a lube, oil, and filter service for only $15.88. Limit 5 per person. Great for holiday gift giving. This is a one-day only sale, Monday, December the 6th, so don't miss out. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Monday night, it's an AFC East showdown when the New England Patriots take on the New York Jets. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Foxborough for all the action. Can Jet quarterback Mark Sanchez in New York sweep the season series? Or will Tom Brady and the Patriots take over first place in the division? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Win or lose, it's a bowl game in the Huskers' future.
Knocks him down at the 32-yard line.
And we'll talk about it and the Big 12 championship final at our final Big Red Lunch. John Callahan is back noon Wednesday. Cunningham's coming.
Action fake, back in the pocket, getting hit near the goal line and sacked at the 2-yard line. Knocked down.
Doug and Daddy live at 11. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Midas, and Home Savings Bank. From Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs in the upper 30s. Winds will also stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see mainly clear conditions tonight with a low near 12 with variable winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where you can still get your Husker gear and root on your favorite team no matter what you think. At Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, with over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts for men, women, and children, plus plenty of great Christmas gift ideas in Dominican Sioux jerseys, men's and NFL hoodies, 25% off college hoodies for you. How about winter sports season? You still need to get something. You've been through that first week of competition, shoe blew out, bag's not looking good. Maybe you just need something new to get going. They've got brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Mizuno, Nike, Adidas, and all the top names. At Misco Sports, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience and wishing you a happy holiday season and backing the Huskers and Lopers all the way.
Doug, I'm back on the Den Popper inbox here. Shane chimes in and says, come on, Husker fans. A couple years ago, we would have been wishing for this type of year. Doug, you said it, a freshman quarterback. Husker fans, you're not the coordinator. Watson gets paid for the job, not you. Good job, Huskers, on a good year. Thanks for the email, Shane. You say what you want about a freshman quarterback. It's the end of the year. You know what? You're an experienced quarterback now. Take care of the ball. You got to hold on to the ball.
Here's what Dan Beebe had to say about being asked why Eric Martin was suspended for his hit in the Oklahoma State game. which was not flagged, and why, after easily seeing Ben Cotton was being accosted against Texas A&M and the Iowa State twisting of the head of Rex Burkhead, both after the play, here is what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the analysis of those other than to say that, you know, there's been a huge emphasis on trying to prevent concussions, brain injuries, obviously from the NFL, our level, high school levels, and so forth. And it's not just on the hit or, it's the hit E. So when there are efforts by players to tuck the chin and hit with the crown of the helmet, we're going to try to take that out of the game. And the rest of the plays that, and on all teams, and we've had them on all teams this year, where there may be some questionable play by a player, we'll manage that within the context of the program and let them know, you know, what our expectations are. And if we missed calls, we'll indicate to our officials that we expect a certain play to be called. And not everything is seen all the time.
So then I asked the commissioner, was something addressed after this A&M game?
I'm not allowed to comment specifically on the officiating in any particular game by our bylaws and that our board has set. All the plays are reviewed, and we take whatever actions we need to take.
That was the end of the press conference. Dan didn't want to talk no more.
I was there. I saw it.
Man. Our texter to the Dent Popper inbox says, you ask if Nebraska's won any toss-up games. I give you three examples, and now I'm an idiot. Tony is way more negative than Doug.
Oh, no! No!
It has been for a year plus.
No.
Yes. Luke and Carney said, yeah, you stumble.
All I'm saying is, if our offense does, you know what? It's a successful football season, much better than the Callahan era. I will give you that. All I'm saying is, if the offense, you know what? We watched Jenna's brother try and run it a year ago. Until the Holiday Bowl, it was non-existent. I mean, you go back over the losses. We scored 10 points against Tech. We scored 7 against Iowa State. We scored 12 against Texas, 15 to Virginia Tech. You can't win football games. I mean, what do we got to rely on? Our defense scoring 3 touchdowns a game? It ain't going to happen. Go back to this year. Our offense could not produce points. So, you know, oh yeah, we can produce points against Kansas State. Teams that were clearly overmatched against Washington, we can produce points. But when you get faster offenses, when you get faster teams, this zone read deal is too slow when the speed of the defenses, we come out the third quarter and run zone read 3 times, and it goes for -2, -3, and -4 yards 3 times in a row. You can't run it. It's too slow. Or the defense is too fast. When you're playing Texas, when you're playing A&M, when you're playing Oklahoma, those defenses are too fast. Now, I can see that. I don't get paid $500,000, Sean Watson. All I'm saying is, if you're a salesman and you got 6 districts and you're in District 4 and everybody else is selling $100,000 a month and you consistently average $6,000 to $8,000, how long are you going to be around? Well, 2 years longer than you should have been, probably, Sean. You haven't produced.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Luke in Kearney. Doug and Danny, granted our receiving core is nothing to write home about, but there were numerous times during that game where we had McNeil or Reed running free in the middle of the field and were not throwing the ball. The biggest problem is Martinez is a one-read quarterback who can only throw one route. He drops back and looks for the slant to the wide receiver. If it isn't there, he immediately pulls the ball down and starts looking at the defensive lineman. Landry Jones, on the other hand, was dropping back, going through progressions, and finding the open receiver. How many times did you see Jones drop back, scan the field, then hit Murray on the wheel route out of the backfield? Murray was the second, third, or fourth option on most of his catches, and each of them went for at least 10 yards. So, yes, we definitely need better receivers, but we also need a quarterback who can go to a second or third option and still have the ability to complete the pass. Luke and Carney, who says Humperdinck's was a mess on Friday night. How do you run out of Bud Light before 10? It was a mess. I can't believe how many people said they were at Humperdinck's when we were at Humperdinck's, and we didn't see them.
Are you
okay?
Well, I'm going back. Okay? Landry Jones had more.
Then we're going to Washington. And then we're going to California. Yeah!
you know what? Landry Jones had time back there. He sat in the pocket to scan the field. I'm not sure
Landry Jones ain't a runner.
No, but he had time back there. Taylor Martinez, they brought everybody at him. You know why people were covered down the field? Because we had a lot of people down the field. We were rushing four people most of the night. We didn't mix it up with blitzes on every other play.
Daddy, we still have just we're going to give everybody the time today. Days like this, we go over a little bit. So if you want to get on the show, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But the Cowboys won. The Vikings won. The Steelers won. The Bears won. Kansas City won. I think there's just a lot of happy people after yesterday. But sadness this morning.
Out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end.
Dandy Don Meredith, this was probably even a little before your time, Tony, doing a great job on Monday Night Football, former Dallas Cowboy, and a guy that would have been fun to hang out with.
I think you're absolutely right on that. Passes away.
72 is all. Man.
The good ones die young.
Plus, I have to put my Heisman vote in today. Today is the deadline to vote for the Heisman. What do you think? Do I have to put Cam Newton number one?
Unfortunately, yes. Heads and shoulders above the next player.
You think so? You think heads and shoulders?
Yeah, there's an A category, and then it's D and E.
I mean, he's the best quarterback because he's that dual threat that all Husker fans want. Let's go to the phone lines. Bruce Furniture Fan Line, Merritt.
Ryan from Kearney.
Ryan didn't want to hang on, apparently. Try back, Ryan. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. I don't think we got through near everything that we wanted to or could get through. All I know is that going to play Washington in the Holiday Bowl stinks. But if you're going to enjoy a vacation, why not? It's December 30th. You take off right after Christmas. You enjoy your Christmas. You go out to San Diego one final time. Again, doesn't matter. Big Ten schools don't go to the Holiday Bowl. It's Pac-10 and Big 12. So, I mean, you get a chance here. And, heck, maybe you'll go to the Inside Bowl next year because a Big Ten school does go to that.
Yeah, and take care of a Big 12 school.
There is a new head football coach at the University of Colorado, John Embry, man with strong ties to the Colorado football program, gets the job. Kind of a surprise here, don't you think, Tony? I think a big endorsement from Bill McCartney. He is currently the tight ends coach for the Washington Redskins.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know the ties there.
Obviously. Also, Eric Bieniemy is coming from Minnesota. He will finish the season with the Vikings, but Eric Bieniemy is coming in from Minnesota to be an assistant.
Obviously a big disappointment for Coach Cabral.
He'll be the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy. But you would have to think this might be, I mean, Brian Cabral will be able to stay on if he wants.
I would think so.
Also, in the world of sports, these are your BCS matchups. Arkansas, Ohio. You tell me which one intrigues you the most outside of Auburn, Oregon. I'm looking forward to that. Right now, I'm taking Auburn, by the way. And supposedly the line has already switched over to Auburn. Oregon opened at 2.5. Auburn's now favored. Is that right?
I've not saw any of the bowl lines yet.
We'll double check on that. Arkansas, Ohio State, Sugar Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma, Connecticut, Stanford, Virginia Tech, Orange Bowl, TCU, Wisconsin, Rose Bowl.
There's the one.
I like the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, TCU and Wisconsin getting it on. I think that's going to be a great matchup. Going to be a really great matchup. The Horned Frogs, people being full force out there doing their little hand gesture thing, and Coach Bielema bringing his, that's a powerful football team, Wisconsin. A lot of years that one-loss team like that would find their way in a national title game. Not this year, but they're playing very, very well right now.
By the way, if you want tickets for Husker football at the Holiday Bowl, they are on sale as of this morning. Huskers.com, 1-800-8-BIG-RED, 1-800-8-BIG-RED. Nebraska volleyball gets to play Washington Friday night, and then either Cal or Minnesota if they win that. And if the Friday night game, let me double check. I think it's at 9 p.m. If they win Saturday night, they'd play at 10:30 Central Time. Now, this isn't Seattle, but it would be televised at least. Again, we said congratulations to the soccer teams at Hastings College to start the show. Nebraska men, again, whatever, they're winning. But to be 11 points down in the first half and still only score 59 points and win. They beat Creighton 59-54. Nebraska women had their 37-game regular season winning streak snapped yesterday at Indiana 67-61. Both the UNK men and women win two games over the weekend. Hastings College, then they're on the road this weekend for two. Hastings College will be at Concordia Wednesday. Both teams lost to Northwestern. Of course, the Northwestern women, number one in the country. Maybe the Storm has something going. They're home tomorrow against Des Moines. They've won three in a row, Tony.
Yeah, kind of get it rolling. We talked to a couple of the players a couple of weeks ago, and they thought they were starting to play some of their better hockey. So I made a couple trades here, mix some things up. Good job, guys. Keep it going.
Well, let's take a look at those lines, and then we'll get on out of here. Auburn, according to Vegas right now, favored by 2.5 to 3, most three. Okay, your guesses. Your guesses on the other four games. TCU, Wisconsin, what's the line?
Wisconsin by 3.
Pick 'em. This is according to Las Vegas Insider opening thought.
I just went with a bigger school. I thought maybe the national recognition.
Virginia Tech, Stanford.
Stanford by 7.
Stanford by 3. Arkansas, Ohio State.
Pick 'em.
Ohio State by 2.5. Oklahoma, Connecticut.
Oklahoma by 36.
What's your real guess?
13.
Oklahoma by 17 in this football game. So there you go. That's going to wrap things up for today's edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. More to do, more to get ready. And it's just, I mean, we're going to have to talk about Nebraska football, which is good. But we're going to have to talk about... it's just, I mean, what is it, 24 days now? And Christmas isn't even on a day. I mean, it's on a Saturday, so we're going to have a show leading up to that. I mean, we can't even get bailed out by the Christmas holiday for a day or two.
I don't know.
Want to thank Dirk Chatler from the Omaha World Herald joining us today for his perspective on the Huskers, where they've been, where they're going to go from here. Also, thanks for all the emails and the calls. Tomorrow, Tuesday's show, we're going to have a lot more for you on the Doug and Daddy Show. More Husker reaction, and I don't know. Troutman's Tuesday trivia. No Bo Pelini press conference.
It's a great question. Already got it, by the way. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.